Thank you, Greg. Yeah, she wanted to talk about the Cardinals playing so well here lately. Greg and I had predicted that a few weeks back.
Really?
Yeah. We said they're getting ready to go on a run.
Hey, so, good job. What's next?
We didn't, but they are. They're playing really good right now. So, and we'll have the Cardinals the day off today, but Friday they'll be in Philadelphia to take on the Phillies, and that'll be a tough task. Phillies, the best team in the National League. Pre-game 4:45, first pitch at 5:40, the Cards and Phillies tomorrow evening here on WCBL Sports. And Blair Travis with the City of Calvert with us. How are you?
I'm good. I feel like this week has flown by.
It's been
the wrong day all week for me.
I know the feeling. I do.
Today feels like Friday, maybe. Yeah. I don't know.
I know. When I was reading that the Cards have a day off today and they'll be playing Friday, I'm like, I don't even know what day this is. So I just trusted whoever printed this up. But again, Blair visiting with us this morning. It's always a busy time in Calvert with a lot of activities that Blair and others put together. And you've got one on the schedule for us.
We do, yes. Kids Art in the Park. It is a combination. We've had kids music in the park the last 2 years. And it just kind of became an idea to kind of create just a art event for kids, and it started out as musicians and just them performing, and now we're going to we have a kids business fair, and it's really the perfect opportunity for these young entrepreneurs that are already making things and have their own little business to come and sell their product. And they can practice customer service and all a variety of skills. But we thought that I'd have about 10 sign up. Well, I had 36. Wow. So it's a great, great turnout. And then also we're going to be doing a couple of community art projects that we can utilize in the park. And then a couple of take-home activities too. So it's free to participate. You can come and be a part of it, do some art, different art projects. We have Terry White, who is Bobby Faust's daughter. Mm-hmm. She is going to be setting up a book trail. She wrote a book about different types of ballroom dancing, or different types of dancing, but ballroom specifically. And so the book will be set up along the trail, and people can walk through and read that. And then also we're going to have 13 kid performers, anywhere from Cindy's niece, I think. She's going to be performing. She's a ventriloquist. Hmm. And then also we'll have banjo players, guitar players. There's a 6-piece family band that's going to be playing. All of them are under 18 years old. And it's exciting to see, how they're going to perform, and it's an opportunity for them too to be on the stage. One thing that we did change, we were going to have it in Old Park, but the last, we've just had a lot of rain. Mm-hmm. And not only do we have a lot of rain, Old Park is is very swampy, so we've decided to move it to Memorial Park, even if it doesn't rain from here until June 8th. But I think next week every day is supposed to rain, so we're not going to take the chance. We're just going to go ahead and move it to Memorial Park. We're working with a lot of great vendors too. Simply Balloons, she's going to be doing some balloon art at the event, and then we'll have one of our food trucks, IPOP, they'll be selling their hot dogs. And then, just being a part of the event. And the big thing is Julia Watkins will be there. She is an electric violinist, and she's always fun just to watch. Just watch her perform, and she has just a great vibe. So it's going to be a full day. It's on June the 8th, and it starts at 9:00 in the morning and goes until 1 p.m. If you want to volunteer, reach out. I could always use an extra hand. CADA volunteers will be out and about. We have Hillary Washer and State Farm. They will be doing a table, a project, one of the art crafts. The library, Marsh County Library, will be doing an art craft. And, of course, CADA, they're always there.
Mm-hmm. And June 8th, is that a
Saturday.
Okay.
It is, yep. If it rains, we're going to move it to the Civic Center, so it will not be rained out. We'll just kind of move across the road. But anyway, it's going to be a great, great day. I'm excited about it.
It starts at 9 a.m. and stop as a spectator, you can stop by and enjoy some of this as well, right?
Absolutely. If you have kids, I mean, definitely bring them. Mm-hmm. And please, please, please wear old clothes. Do not wear brand new dresses or brand new suits to this event. We need old, raggedy clothes. No one's going to judge you. Just wear your old clothes because a lot of the projects involve paint, and it's going to be a lot of fun. And even a mallet. A mallet is involved in one of them, like hammer.
Oh, a hammer. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So it's really going to be neat. And then also, well, I had one other thing, and now I can't remember what it was. IPOP, I already said that.
That's the food vendor?
Food vendor, yep. They're going to be there.
Now, what do they sell?
They do smoothies.
They don't really give it away in their name.
Yeah, they do smoothies, they do popcorn, and then they have like Chicago-style dogs, so hot dogs,
nice.
You know, just
nice.
You can just get a plain hot dog. Keeping it pretty simple. And yeah, it's going to be awesome.
That's wonderful. All right. Well, we'll get to a quick break and we'll come back and visit with Blair. We'll mention, this event again, just as a reminder. And also we'll talk some about Ameribration coming up on July the 4th, and we'll be back with Blair right after this.